Got everybody around the table at the meeting. Excellent. So let's call to order. It is secretary. What time do we have?
I have 7:11.
7:11. Nice. What a way to start. So let's go with 7:11 and call to order. Let me know once you're ready.
Are we recording?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Mm-hmm. So we are at our board of directors meeting. I'm Dwayne Sims. We'll call to order and go around the room. We'll start with you.
My name is Angela Anthony.
Mike Riley.
Sarah Grant.
Courtney Fox.
Natalie Marciani.
Jed Donahue.
Megan Newberry.
Sarah Nagel.
Gallinson.
Janine Salomon.
Beth Carter.
Chanda Gilmore.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone. Of course, as we all know from our annual meeting, we have four new board members. And so I want to take a moment. I think it's appropriate to welcome you formally as well. Mike Riley, Sarah Grant, Megan Newberry, and Sarah Nagel. Thank you very much for your service. We appreciate you, and we're looking forward to working with you, obviously, not only through your term, but extended as well. So welcome aboard.
Welcome.
We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is really just I wanted to greet everyone, right, as a welcome address. I know most of you around here and at the table, but I thought it was appropriate to just say a few words given the handover that's happened, right? And with me now as the chair of First State Montessori Academy's Board of Directors, and I think it's very important that I, one, begin by acknowledging our just most recent board chair, Yvonne Nass. I think it's very appropriate to do so, obviously, for her really, there's no way to kind of put it in words. Contribution is the best word I can really say to this school and this community. I think unquestionably, we're all better for it. So I wanted to acknowledge that formally on the record. And I, of course, likewise for the other board members that have moved on. As you heard Yvonne mention, she and Erin and are going to help kick off our advisory board as well. That was one of the things that I actually asked of them as well as we transition. I think it's very important, and the reason I asked that question, made that request of them, I think it's very important, you know, deep roots, new branches, right? So we have a lot of new branches coming onto this board, but we do not want to lose our roots. So further to your point, Courtney, right, about our history, we have a lot of information, a lot of legacy. This school, yes, we are entering our fifth year, but there's a lot of pre-work that was done to get to this point as well. And we want to acknowledge and respect that as we continue to grow. And that's very important, not only for me personally, but I know it'll be important for us to get where we want to be going forward. Secondarily, I thought I wanted to just address the full body and let you know a little bit about me very quickly. I came to this school, we're one of the founding families, right? My daughter, Lynn Sims, who is now a fifth grader here at the school, we started out in second grade. Natalie was one of my daughter's teachers. She's phenomenal, to say the least, but all of our teachers really are. They do a really wonderful job here. Much like some of our other board of directors who stepped off, or those who are still here possibly, I started out going to a board of directors meeting at a library, a board meeting at a library before there was a building open, right? And then, you know, just being inquisitive and wanting to learn not only about Montessori for my child, but as a choice for our community, right? And for families in these communities. And that fire and passion and desire that Megan spoke about and our new board members spoke about is exactly what brought me here as well. So the next logical step was, how can I bring my time, talent, treasure to the school, right? That's the question. And so I began to get involved with the CBOC because I have a background in corporate finance. Been with Citigroup now for 14 years. I've run my own business for a few years, which is now closed out. But two daughters, one who's a sophomore at St. Elizabeth High School, and obviously our youngest, who's here in fifth grade. So it's very important, I think, I want you to understand as we continue, you all recognize that we're in a transition period, right? We're transitioning as a board, we're transitioning as a school, we're growing and we're moving on. And as with any transition, change is, anything in life, change is constant, mm-hmm. right? And so we must remain flexible and we must remain focused as we move forward. And make sure that we have the foundation to support that growth and that change. So I want to tell you what you can expect from me and to hold me accountable to these things, okay? Because we are a team. One of the things, as I spoke with Courtney and the team as we go to our new board sessions, I wanted us to kind of get some type of circle. As you can see, the tables, they're set up a little bit differently. I think it's very important to have face-to-face contact with people, getting people around a table who are intelligent, who are passionate, and committed working on problems with good intentions. And so what you can expect from me is a high level of transparency, a high level of integrity and character about how I not only carry myself, but the business of educating lifelong learners in this institution. I'm about teamwork and collaborative effort, open and honest communication, and making sure that we keep focused on the task at hand. And then we drive through to hopefully get the right result, right? I believe in good, hearty, honest dissent. I think it helps to facilitate good conversation. I believe that, as I mentioned, bring on good people, give them a stretch goal, we create stretch goals for ourselves, support, and get out of the way, and let people do what they do best. So I can say to board members who are staying on the board and carrying over, our new board members who are here, I really look forward to working with you all. I don't look at myself as a leader of this board. We are a board body. I know I may be in that position, but I represent everybody sitting at this table every time I open my mouth. And I represent the school. And I think if we all continue to carry ourselves in such a way, we'll more than exceed whatever goals we set in front of us. So those are the things you can expect from me. And of course, if I've missed anything or if I stray along the way, hold me accountable, please. I would appreciate it. And I believe in honest dissent, good, healthy conversation, debate, folks getting around the table, talking intelligently about problems with a solutions base. So that's about me, and that's my style. A lot of folks, I like to work collaboratively, and I think we can all do that here. We've got the right people around the table for every challenge that we have in front of us, and I do believe that. That's enough from me. On my welcome address, again, I want to say thank you very, very much. And also, before I forget, I'd be remiss if I did not mention May 1st. Okay, the location again, Angela?
Columbus.
Thank you. Columbus Inn, right here on Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to celebrate our transition and our growth. So please do come. It's going to be a happy hour.
It's 5 o'clock.
It's an adult event. So, please do come and celebrate, right? We're going to celebrate the school. We're going to celebrate, obviously, our roots, those deep roots, and the folks who helped lay them for us. Okay?
Excellent.
And new branches as well. That's right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So with that said, I'm going to move on to the next item on the agenda. As I listed here, I've already spoken with many of you around the table. This is executive committee comments. So this is really, in short, where I really want to hand off to the executive committee as we have now to do their own introductions to you all as well. I think it's important that we keep energy in the room. And one way to do that is keep people involved, right? So I'll pass off to my vice chair, Angela Angeny.
Angela Angeny, as I've been introduced, and I'm very excited to be here. I feel like I should stand up, just so that you guys know. But I'll stay in my seat. By way of introduction, it's striking me tonight how many of us were in that library. It's really striking me how long we've been involved or wanting to know or wanting to be involved with First State Montessori on behalf of our children, because we, as a collective body, some of us made choices that it was a good choice for the way that our children learn. It also strikes me how long I, as an individual, have been involved. Before the doors even opened, moving furniture, we used to call it FSMA CrossFit. Parents would meet here and push supplies into rooms and make them come to be the foundations for communities. And it lit a passion in myself to pay back to those who had the vision to bring public Montessori to this area and to the landscape, because it didn't exist before in Delaware. So the trailblazerness of those who had the vision to do it inspired me, and I became involved with the organization because I wanted to deploy my talents on behalf of the kids and the staff to make this a great place to learn, but also on behalf of the community, because we were making choices based on our value systems, and therefore that gave us a leg up to join on a similar platform. But this school also is a charter school, and therefore it needs people to be involved. It needs people to contribute their time, talent, and treasure. Mm-hmm. And I had some time and talent to be able to help organize some of that. Working off of my background, I was a business owner in town. I worked in the city for 20 years, owned one of the largest communications agencies that were in this town, and I'm a brand specialist, so I was in the right place at the right time to help with strategic planning, to help with raising money, to help build communities, and it's been my honor to this point in time to do that and to continue to do that. And to do it amongst this team makes my heart go pitter-pat, because there's a whole lot of talent sitting in this room, and there is a whole lot of treasures right in front of my face that make me excited to be a part of this team. So thank you all for being here tonight and always. And I look forward to working with you and to being a part of the leadership that continues the greatness that is FSMA. So thank you.
Thanks, Angela. Zeke Allenson?
Yes, I'm Zeke Allenson. I'm the treasurer. I'm also the chair of the Finance Committee, and I also serve on the Citizen Budget Oversight Committee, CBOC. You have that referred to? Yeah. And that's actually where I started. CBOC is a fascinating, a good place to get a real bird's eye view of what's happening here as a parent or someone who's from the community, but not necessarily. You don't even have to be a student, you know, parent of a kid here. I was thinking about this. It's like 25 years ago now, I think, or almost 30 years ago. I worked for the State Department of Education. It was actually called the State Department of Public Instruction back then, and I did some budgeting for the public education system, but it was at a macro level, so it really wasn't about how to run a school or anything like that. It was just how the funding formulas work to get the money out to the schools. I did that for 4 years, and I moved to another agency with the state, and then I started law school at night for some reason, and now I've been practicing law for about 15, 20 years, doing mostly on bankruptcy work and commercial litigation here, a small firm that three of us are running. So I got involved about 4 years ago. My son, we're also from the Triangle neighborhood, I heard. My son started here in the opening year as a first grader. He only stayed for 1 year. My wife actually worked here as well as one of the teachers. And then they transferred both of them up to Wellington Montessori in the second year. But the reason I've stayed and spent my time here is because I was so grateful for all of the work that had fortuitously occurred. I didn't even know about any of it. To get this school up and running, and it was right there when my family needed it. Mm. And we were so relieved to find a promising quality opportunity for public education right here that I still consider myself a parent of a kid, although that's not really true. I've been involved with the budgeting stuff. The original board and the members who sort of got this whole school up and running, did all the legwork, they did a superb job of soliciting contributions, large contributions, to get this thing running. And I've always seen my job here as not messing that up. And making sure that there are large cushions and contingencies and things like that so I can sleep easy at night, knowing that a mistake here or there is not going to bring the school under financially. Now that we're involved in this fascinating expansion and the really serendipitous fact that the building next door came available right at the point where we are starting to think, what do we need to do to sort of retain kids through the end of what we have to offer? Well, it's offer the next piece. And then work through really what Courtney's been shepherding this whole time is this major renovation, multi-phase construction project, multi-year construction project. I feel that I want to see that through, and it's challenging. We have we've got some big decisions to make. Things like, do we buy either of the two buildings that we currently rent? And if we do those, do that, you know, what does that mean for the future of the school? Is the school supposed to stay right here? You know, these are questions I can't answer, but those are the things that are before us as a group that we have to make some decisions on in a pretty short order because of changing in sort of the capital finance markets and things that, you know, if we're going to jump in and buy some buildings, we probably need to be thinking about that pretty soon. Big, big decisions, and there's no one else like to make them for you. It's us. So
welcome.
Indeed.
This is good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, Z. Chanda Gilmore.
So, name is Chanda Gilmore, and I'm the secretary, and I have two children that go here. One is in the first K-1 with Sarah, and I have been very lucky in two ways. We started out at Wilmington Montessori with a lovely teacher who put up with my crying two-year-old daughter for 3 months. And she really embraced her, and when I found out that this amazing teacher was coming to First State, I had to follow her. I wanted to come here, but I was new to Delaware. I was 2 years into Delaware, and I didn't want to leave my comfort zone of North Hills. But she kind of helped ease the path, ease the way, and brought my children in, and wonderful Sarah Grant, who after like 6-5 years, my daughter is leaving the nest. Just going upstairs, though.
We'll come back. Don't worry.
Yes, but don't worry. I have more coming along.
Don't worry. She'll make more.
I will say this also. As secretary, I call myself, organized chaos. Pretty much online and digitally, I am great organized. I keep the minutes. I'm working at organizing, and with governance committee have been date stamping a lot of our documents so we can now have a digital history, and it's all stored on the cloud, and we're going to trust technology that nothing will happen to it. In person, a little bit chaotic, but that's my background is public relations. We're known as disorganized chaos. That's where our best suit is. Take a while to process, but I think that's good because sometimes it's ability to sit back, think about it, and respond. I fell in love with Montessori, I think like everybody else here, just being involved in the Montessori community and seeing it truly impassions kids, and I can't wait for the next generation of my children to come through these doors, because I do have two more coming through the doors.
Right.
So, next one's going, and I will say, I will be out of commission.
She did. I was joking when I said she'd make more.
Yes, there's more coming?
There is another one coming in 2 years, so she's three now, and then another one will be coming in 5 years, because it's not going to be born until September.
Wow.
Because I have nothing else on my plate to do besides, teaching, raising a family, paying a mortgage, getting my dissertation done so I can get my PhD. Just have another kid. No problem.
Congratulations.
Wow. So.
What a lovely announcement. Huh? See? Wow. Never a dull moment. Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate it. So I think first and foremost, that's the executive committee. I wanted, obviously, this, you're going to see a theme here, and this is, we're going to move along, but I think it's really important. You all had the opportunity to meet some folks, but I wanted you to know, I'm speaking obviously to our newer board members, you know, who you have around the table. I think that's really important, you know, when we, as we talk about some of these major decisions, right, that are coming up, you need to know who you're looking, sitting across from and working with. And that's very important. So with that in mind, we have the next bullet point here on our agenda, which is really where our committee chairs. I wanted to give them an opportunity very quickly to just talk about at a high level. We've all had our own conversations on the side here, but just what you're doing on that committee, or the committee's charges specific to First State Montessori Academy. So we'll start off, Beth Carter, for governance.
So a couple years ago, we had a board training event at the Ronald McDonald House, and it was very informative, and it kind of brought us together on, I believe, a Saturday, and we spent some time actually going through the training. And there are so many things I learned, but the one thing that I really take away from, well, actually there's two, but the one main thing I take away from is the fact that we pretty much as a board have one employee, and that's the head of school. So it's our charge to support the head of school. And so when I think of the future and the growth and two buildings instead of one, and eighth grade instead of to six, and all of the growth, I think of our charge will be to reach out to the head of school to see what support she needs. So that's the first thing I think of when I went through that board training, and you all will be fortunate enough to go through board training in the future. The second thing I think of is, so when we get to the training, she sets a doll in a chair, which I kind of thought, whack-a-doodle, but to each their own. And she just made a valid point that, you know, anytime we meet, we should, you know, remember our charges for the children. And that was one thing that she kind of made a good point to talk about. So welcome, and glad you're all here.
Thank you, Beth. Appreciate that. Our finance committee chair, you've heard from him already. And of course, he probably gave you a little bit more than you thought. So, but I'm going to still.
He doesn't get any more specific today.
Yeah.
Talking about how the finance committee operates is that
great.
We have a consultant, Karen Thorpe.
That's a good point. Thank
out on her own. She used to be the business manager of Colonial School District. And so she's been immersed in public school finance since the time, you know, I was working Bay State, really 25 to 30 years ago. And we meet with her once a month, the week before the board meeting, when she prepares the documents that get circulated in the board packet. And she and Courtney also work together a lot on, like, special budget projections and planning and let's adjust this for that sort of thing. And then we all just try to communicate with each other so that we're working as a team and we're moving towards the direction, you know, we all want to go, and we're doing it without making mistakes in the numbers. So I don't want anybody to think here that I'm responsible for creating this budget. I wish I had the time to do something like that, but no, we rely pretty much on Karen Thorpe's excellent counsel, and she's a superb resource that we really draw on heavily.
And those meetings are held, as Zeke mentioned, what's that, the third Thursday, 9 in the morning, right here in the upper school as well. So,
and they're open to anyone who wants to.
Yeah, that's right, from the board, that is. Point of clarification, right? So thank you, Zeke. I appreciate that. And of course, we'll move on to our final committee chair, development. Mr. Jed Donahue. Yeah.
So my name is Jed Donahue. I've been a member of this board for 3 years, I believe, now. The development committee, our mandate, in a narrow sense, of course, is to make sure that the school has the financial resources it needs to prosecute its mission and again, to serve the children. In a broader sense, of course, I think, you know, we need to think of that word, develop. You know, we want to develop the presence of this school. The city is integral to our identity. We are a presence right here downtown. the children are going out to the Grand, they're planting flowers in Rodney Square, they're doing all that. So that's we want to be a contributing member of this community. We are that, but we also want to make sure that our impact, we're making that work, making people aware of that. And I think there's a lot more we can do in that area. And we've been here, we're entering our fifth year. We intend to be here for a long time. And I think the more that we can make people aware of the impact that we're having with children, just the fact once the expansion of the school is completed, we'll have more than double the number of children who are benefiting from a tuition-free Montessori education. And that's incredible. And also I should say that, I talk about our identity as a city school, but we serve children as far as Middletown, Odessa?
Odessa.
Yeah. Really from all over Newcastle County.
So you're talking state impact.
So that's really what, what development committee, in a narrow sense, we are thinking about, how can we ensure that the school has the financial resources? I guess I can just segue right into the next item on the agenda.
Sure. I think that's a great segue. But it's also, as you do that, I think it's important. You mentioned something at the outset, right, Jed? And I think as we have now a different board composition than we began with, again, with the theme of transitioning, development and relationship development,
yeah.
Right? And I think that's something you touched on a moment ago, and obviously we want to continue to focus on and as we move forward.
Yeah. I know you've updated.
And I'll touch on that a little bit more. So when we talk about expanding FSMA, when we talk about development, we talk about fundraising, it may seem obvious, but I should say it anyway. The most important initiative we have right now is the capital campaign. What is that? And this is something I say every single time, and I encourage every board member, whether you're talking to a parent, someone outside the school, someone within the school, because it's not obvious to people. There's a difference. Yes, charter schools are public schools. There's a substantial difference that affects us dramatically right now, which is that traditional public schools get funding for their buildings, for their facilities, their renovations. Charter schools do not get that funding. So this building we are sitting in now, we rent it now, whether we buy it or not, FSMA has to come up with the funding for that. The building across the street, it's more than just a renovation we're doing, it is a build out. I wasn't on that tour this afternoon, but you probably saw the amount of work that's going on. This is a major initiative. And so again, it's not as if, the school district is giving us funding for that. Some of you may be aware of that, and if you are, that's wonderful, but again, I really encourage you to say that is a substantial difference. If you look at this chart that Courtney was kind of to put together and update, you look on the side, on the right-hand side, there's a blue box, the renovation plan. This is the side that have the arrows on. If you look at it over the course of four phases, we're looking at close to $2 million initiative. That's a substantial funding for our annual budget. And again, this is funding above and beyond what we're getting from our public funding. So we need to look at that. Now, the good news is we have raised, what is it, close to over the last couple of years, this fiscal year, it's close to $500,000.
That's for this year. That doesn't include the year before.
Yeah, and so we're about $600,000, $650,000, I believe, over the last couple of years, which is great. And we've received some substantial grants. When I say substantial, I mean six figures and some five-figure grants primarily from foundations. We've launched the annual fund. So there's a lot of great stuff to build on, but we have a ton of work to do. It's exciting work, and I think one of the things that we're working on right now as a committee is transitioning the narrative. We have formally launched the capital campaign, but I think there's a lot we can do going into this next year to really, make an impact with it, starting with our families, but outside of the community as well. So, for example, Angela's made the good point that as we enter our fifth year, there's a lot to celebrate. The fact that it is our fifth year, and we've just had our charter renewed, that's, again, thanks to Courtney and her staff for making all of that happen. It'll be our first class of eighth graders next year. It'll be our first eighth grade graduation. It'll be, again, double the number of children who are being served. There's so many things to celebrate about this, and I think that's part of the narrative as we move forward in this spring and summer. I think we will be emphasizing, building out the capital campaign to really emphasize these milestones and the celebration, and to look ahead to this is the impact that funders that we need can get on board with it. They know that their money is really making. It's not just it's not just bricks and mortar. It is, we're making an impact on children and on the state of Delaware. So there is a lot of work to do, and I will say finally, special pleading here, but currently the development committee formally includes two of us, myself and Kara Pinola-Beck, who's not here right now. Angela, of course, has been doing yeoman's work, but I, you know, as vice chair, I don't know, it's an official capacity on development, and of course, Courtney is, as always, does everything and does it beautifully. But we could use some help in this area. It is a major initiative, probably the major initiative for the board over the next couple of years. So I'd be delighted to talk to anyone about that. There, we have some, $2 million sounds like a big number, and it is, but there are ways to, as you know, Courtney's presentation suggests, there's ways to sort of break that down to achievable goals, realistic goals, and ways to break it up so it's not just, you know, this monolith out there. That's what I have. Unless does anybody have any questions?
The other side to that shows kind of historically what we've done and still have to do this year, and then we're going to start to build off of that and go into the next year's plan and what that will look like. This just kind of wraps up this year. So you will see things on there that are crossed off because we've done them and we've completed them, and some that were still in process. And some of those that are still in process, when I look at that total number, we're still about a little over $200,000 off of that number that we're aiming for by July 1. So there is still work to do this year. And I say that to do it this year because we have another goal of raising another $200,000 next year. So the sooner we get this year done, the quicker we can start to move into next year and get ahead of that. So there is still a big, you know, load to bear this year to get that to where it needs to be so that we can at least start the next year in the right place.
So to that point, and I think to Jed's point, I think you'll see a theme here, right, around development. You know, and development takes many forms. And I think that's one of the things that I really want to stress for us as a unit as we move forward, right? So yes, there's obviously financial contributions, direct financial contributions, if you will. But there's a lot of, we have, as you mentioned, we're very well positioned as a school here with our corporate stakeholders and community. We are very active in the community, not only obviously as a body, as a board body, but our students, right? And so I think to your point, there's a lot of narratives here, a lot of stories, a lot of good stuff coming out of this building that we need to build upon and capitalize upon. And we need to figure out a way to uniquely leverage it, particularly with respect to our positioning here downtown. And so that is really going to be one of our major charges. And so we're open, obviously, to any and all. We want to have good, healthy conversations around this and incorporate this into a lot of the good work that's already been done. And then really try to go to the next level as we grow.
I think one of the things that is unique that people don't realize about how we're doing this is that we are not going into debt over this renovation or going into debt over this piece. So there is no line of credit. There is no outside funding source. It is being funded out of our operational dollars, which we put a lot of way each year to be able to do that. But we also want to make sure that we can continue to expand our programming and that we're not so tight financially because of a renovation that we can't continue to grow and support what we need to do here. So there's a fine line for that is very different. When I say to people, oh, we're raising $1 million, they're like, oh, how's that impact you really? And I'm like, oh, no, it's a $1 million impact. Like, this year, and next year it's another five. And they're like, what? Like, most people finance this. And we have chosen not to go down that road.
We've been fortunate not to have to.
Right. Right. And I think, but it's a choice that we made. And so along with that choice to do that, as a board, when we made that choice, we also made the choice to figure out how we were going to continue to fund that so that it does not ever impact a child in a classroom.
Sure. Yeah. Angela, and then we'll move on to the next section after this.
Before we do move on, though, I do want to make it clear that we are only in the middle of phase two, and it is happening as we speak, you know, as we saw this evening. And while rapid progress is being made in the build-out, and I really want to stress the language that we use, we are building out. It is not changing wallpaper. It is not, you know, making the colors different to make it pretty here. That will happen. We are building out to accommodate our growth. So when we are articulating this story, it's so important that we also remind people where we are in our timeline
of being a school. We will turn 5 next year. We have not been here for 100 years. This is rapid growth that we are all working to fund for a need in the education system. That need in the education system was validated by the fact that Sussex is now following in our footsteps, that this type of education is moving south, that they will be looking to us as leaders to how they will bring this, you know, below where we are now and continue this type of education as public free charter Montessori in the southern part of our state. And that is, while exciting, it also makes us, you know, put our shoulders back and want to help them and help ourselves be the model. So that's one thing. The other thing I would say is, if there was ever a perfect storm in this state for the ability to be a part of the economic development story, it is now. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about strategic planning for this school, it is key that we as a board are paying attention to the strategic plan for this city and the strategic plan for this state, because there is opportunity for us within those plans. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about networking, yes, it is extremely our financial responsibility. When you talk about development, when you talk about what that means, it is not only the financial responsibility, but it is each one of us looking at our networks and who do we know and who are we affiliated with? How can we be creative? How can we be strategic? How can we use our development backgrounds? How can we use what we know about education to look for ways to find funding?
Continuous funding over time.
And right. Well, and you know, to that point, so one of the things I didn't say when I introduced myself is I am also honored to lead the parent organization here. I have had the opportunity to not only community build, but to also fundraise. So to your point, Courtney, about sustainable financial support, it exists here, yes, but there is so much money on the table that we all have to figure out some pot of money that we can help bring here, because it does exist. And the new consortium for economic development in this state is looking for places to bring it, and we are a model for it. So you want to talk about exciting? This strategy girl is freaking out, because there is a lot of fun things that we're going to be able to merchandise. But because we talk about it in these walls, doesn't mean there's awareness out there. We have business leaders growing up in this building. They're already making choices every day about how they use their time, about how they contribute in a civic way, and they are small people who are going to grow into big people who are going to lead the way. So with that all said, when I talk about development, it makes me have goosebumps on my face, because we have so much to bring to the market.
It's a very exciting time.
It is.
For our city. For our city. And we are a city school. Right? And there's a lot of great stories, as I mentioned, coming out of this building, of these two buildings. Right? And so our charge, which is part of development, is to tell those stories. Right? And I do believe in build those relationships, get people in here to see what we're doing, to see the great staff, right, that we have, to have our teachers engaged. You know, Sarah, you brought it to my attention, right? I gave you the tour. I didn't even realize that was a connection there, right? That I had, you know, we had during our tour from the open house, right? So, you know, that passion, right, that we have to be able to sit here at this hour on a Thursday evening, we need to bottle that up. Mm-hmm. We need to put a story behind it, and we need to go to the right audience and deliver the message. And I think that in and of itself is exciting for me, you know, and I hope for you all as well. So. Thank you very much for that overview.
And just a quick detailed one related to the last comments you were making. One of the action items the development committee is responsible for is updating. We have a one pager on talking points for the school. Mm-hmm. It's specifically geared towards the capital campaign. We update that quarterly, and we will be shortly updating that and circulating to all of you. Again, tying into some of these milestones and the growth, you know, celebration.
Wonderful.
So stay tuned for that.
So I think as we continue in the interest of time to move on through our agenda items, we have additional board and governance matters. So this is really just, I like to call it housekeeping. You know, we have a house to keep in order. And so especially as we have several new members on board, and obviously we still have a pending one more position as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's appropriate. I thought it appropriate to discuss it at a very high level, just so you understand, Mike, Sarah with an H, Sarah without an H, right, and Megan, just to make sure that we're all on the same page, that there are still some housekeeping matters to be kept in order as we move forward in the immediate to near future as well. So I'll turn it over to our vice chair again. Please go right ahead, Angela.
And I will definitely cover them at a high level, but governance will surely hold you accountable to them.
Yes.
So if I miss anything, please jump in. But some of the things that we are responsible for as board members to make sure that we're responsible to our stakeholders, our little people and our parents, is that we do complete a background check. So if you could take care of that imminently and then get the papers back into, how are you guys handling that right now?
You typically send them out.
So for the new members, you will get an official letter from the board. In the letter, you will tell you what you will need to do for your background checks. A couple of matters with the background check. It does have to be sent to FSMA, so if you have a background check for your job already, unfortunately, we do have to ask you to go get another one specifically for First State. For our teacher directors, Courtney and Beth, please clarify, it is not needed.
They have them on file.
Yes, so just for the new appointees, all the information, the link and how to do that will be in the letter that will be going out, and you should ideally have it by Saturday, at the very latest, via email. I actually don't do paper. It'll be a PDF file, but it will have every information you need for the background check.
So with that stated, from a continuity standpoint, we have board classifications so that we have history, so that we don't all leave at the same time, and so that there's perpetuity in the board, if you will. So does somebody on governance want to speak to how the classifications will happen and how these guys will be informed?
So, yeah, we'll make those determinations. What we did is we want to stagger the board so that, we're, 3 years from now, not everyone is exiting at the same time. So it only makes sense, right?
For the most part, the exiting members have all been from the same class. And for the most part, the new members will be put in a class and they will serve for 3 years. On occasion, we need to adjust it. If we lose somebody from a class, we try to have balanced classes. We obviously don't want 7 people in one class and 2 in another. So we try to divide the classes evenly. But most of you have signed on for a 3-year term. Whether you realize that or not, you did.
Welcome.
So welcome.
I think that to that point, though, right, as far as keeping you informed, it's a good opportunity to mention our binder as a new board member that you will be receiving as well. So we'll have that for you in time for our next board meeting. But of course, as we mentioned, in the interim, more critical information like the background check information you'll have in advance. Okay.
Yep. Also coming up, we will be doing a complete board training. So all of us will all attend the same training, which is wonderful. I was fortunate enough when I was parent director, it was a year to do board training, and it does many things, I think, to get everybody on the same page, which is wonderful, for all of us to understand what governance at the school board level means, and for us to then be able to move forward working from the same page, which is fantastic. That's in the planning phase at the current time, and it will be expedited shortly.
Do we have an idea of when, like May, June?
We're in discussions now. They just reached out to us, I think, over the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we're actually coming up on the cycle for recertification.
Compliance
purposes. So it was 2015, right? So we're in that 3-year cycle where we're due. And quite honestly, I think, again, considering the influx of new members, it's most appropriate that probably be our first good foot forward, as a collective, that collective board governance training. Likewise, as a second foot on that is your finance training with respect to board governance for a school that has to be required. That is a state requirement as well. So this, again, back to housekeeping, right? So that stuff needs to be done, but that's at the discretion of being provided by the state. And so we'll...
No, it's all electronic.
Oh, that's right. They moved it. Forgive me. That's correct. It's all electronic.
You can do it on your sofa.
That's right.
You can do it.
I was the lucky guy in the last class.
Do we need the information sent out on how to do that?
Yeah, well, actually, I think it's probably best we
have
it. And we'll make sure it's incorporated in a binder as well, along with the other documents that you'll need. Okay?
It's very enlightening.
Yeah.
And then, as you hear, a mantra here is time, talent, and treasure. and all of them are a treasure to FSMA. So everybody gives in different ways. The board is required to give in treasure ways, along with their time and talent. And it's us setting an example for the community of to what Jed was speaking about when it is time for the annual fund. So with that noted, we're also, in this past year, everything kind of got lumped together, and another thing that we're working on at this point in time is to create some sense of urgency and some seasons for giving, if you will, which we'll talk about more in the future. Also,
it ends in May. You get it from now on.
Right, exactly. but with that all said, to the housekeeping, contributions are expected from all board members. And there's so many fun things to give your time and talent to that you'll just be excited to share your treasure. So thank you for being a part of that as well.
Can I just add one thing to that? So when, to Angela's point, when there's a grant that's written and, you know, we're looking for some funds, one of the questions will be, do you have 100% participation for giving on the board? And so there's no, you know, dollar figure.
There's no prescribed
amount. There's no amount.
We just want to be able to check.
But we just want participate.
But if you like
$1 million would be great. Don't get me wrong. We wouldn't turn it down.
And the annual fund runs on school year or calendar year. We had some
questions.
School year.
Thank you.
So just wanted to bring that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
July to July. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
And if you have any questions. Governance is the place to go. Having served on governance, it's very knowledgeable.
That's right. All right. So I think we'll move on in the interest of time to, and first of all, thank you for all the comments, and the perspective there. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Governor.
Looking forward, right? So we meet the fourth Thursday of every month. Give or take a few months here or there, depending on holidays, et cetera, conflicting schedules, what have you. Obviously, as you mentioned.
9 times a year. It's typically 9 times a year.
Typically 9, that's right. But yes, that's what I say. It's give or take, there's about 2 to 3 that we won't have, or we'll combine them to facilitate. We have PTO, we have branches. So there's a number of things. But I thought it was important, and I'll bring our secretary in on this, just to highlight these dates for your, for you. I think it's looking ahead. I think, we're all very busy people who volunteer our time. And so I've been remiss if I let you all get away after the first meeting and not tell you, and you don't have something on the calendar.
Yeah, let's get it on the calendar.
Right, I think it's very important. At the very least, penciled in. And then, of course, if there's any information that needs to come out as it pertains to moving these dates, obviously we'll make sure it's communicated appropriately, right, and well in advance. So I'll say that.
So I'm also going back to what Courtney and Jess said. I typically, as secretary, I have everything organized on the calendar year, so from July to July. So I will say for our next 3 meeting dates, that's already been planned from last year. So the next time we will be meeting is May 17th at 6 p.m. with branches at 7. Is that still true, Angela?
Yes. So just for our new board members, so you understand what branches is, in order to also be efficient with our parents' time, we have developed a meeting that is called branches. So it invites folks to come out, families to come out and be involved with our board, our PTO, and to experience the Montessori moment all in one night so that it's not 3 separate meetings, but instead we've combined them the number of times, 4 times a year, in order that we're efficient with their time, but they're informed so they understand what branches is.
So we move branches up to the 3rd Thursday in May.
Because of Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend.
So we start the holiday weekend the 4th Thursday.
So we'll have, just to put this out there, we're going to have finance that day and present it that night.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about how, we have to bump that up. But we don't
get it much earlier.
That's right. There's a timing on that.
I think we can do that. I think we'll be able to do that. As long as everybody can be there that morning,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure. So.
Okay.
All right, let's just... We'll connect offline.
No, I'm just looking at the calendar and thinking that's
No, it's
that
a good
through.
Point, though, right?
So May 17th. 6 o'clock is branches, 7 o'clock is the board meeting?
I thought 6 o'clock was...
Flip.
6 o'clock. We typically tried to keep... This year, we had started to try and keep the board meeting as much as possible at 6 p.m.
Yes.
there is going to need to be an election for the PTO, which is going to take longer than the board meeting, so we flipped it for this coming year, and there's a gratitude meeting. It'll be a celebration, so we'll do the board meeting first and then move into PTO.
And then June?
The next June 28th and then July 26th, all of them at 6 p.m. at First State. Typically, for new board members, we send out a board package a week ahead of time. In that board package, you will have the agenda, minutes, and committee reports. In that, you'll also note if it's going to be at the upper or lower school. I think we kind of do, depending on what's going on, one or the other. So you'll receive that. I'm still talking to who, if you want me to do that, or you send it out, either from Dwayne or I a week before the board meeting. And also a nice reminder saying, hey, next week there's a board meeting. I do ask, one thing we're trying to do also, just attendance-wise, just in case we have a vote, if you know you're not going to be able to attend, if you could send me an email or send Dwayne an email ahead of time, just to let us know that you cannot be in attendance, just to make sure we have a vote coming up or something significant needs to be discussed that we have enough board members.
Many, thank you. That's a very good point, I think, to drive home and build on, John, is that, you know, I'm sure you all are well aware and are practicing this, but I think it's worth noting nonetheless, considering we're coming off of housekeeping items. And that is obviously the point of getting that information out a week in advance. And so we review it and come prepared to have efficient meetings, right? And so, and I want to be really clear, with the committee structure, the point is to have those committees vet out information beforehand, right? So when we come to our board meetings, it's not the opportunity, it should not be the opportunity to have a de facto committee meeting, right? We're coming to vote on matters that are bringing up for vote, to consider other matters that may be new business, but the expectation is to come to the board meeting well-versed on the information that was previously circulated, so we can have an educated conversation, make any of the deliberations that we need to have, and then move forward in an efficient manner, and obviously all get back to family, friends, what have you, other obligations. Other obligations, that's correct. Right? So again, I know we're all adults and well-versed and seasoned, but I thought it appropriate to mention nonetheless. Thank you. Shauna, please.
Just make one more comment on the schedule, just because everybody is probably starting to look forward to their summer. We are typically off for the month of August because our meeting coincides with back to school, unless there's a need, and then we would call a meeting. But that hasn't been on the schedule for the last few years.
In your binders, you will receive your binders at the board meeting, probably not ahead of time, probably like right before the board meeting. Everybody will get new binders, including current board, past board members. In that, we'll have the dates. I'm going to send it to the PTO just to verify what days are going to be branches in advance. Start looking at the year ahead already. So I'll forward that along to you.
Okay. So for Thursday?
For Thursday.
6 p.m.
You'll let us know here or there.
Don't have a question.
Yep.
Except for May 17th, which if there's any change there, you'll hear communication as well. So we'll keep you all informed for sure. And again, that'll come either from myself or from John. So I'll keep new business really short, right? And it's because we're still really new. as a board. You'll see, if you take a look at the difference, not now, you don't have to do it now, but as you peruse the documents at a later time, you'll see that there's very slight format changes in the agendas from previous years to this year. That's intentional. Okay. I like to try as much as possible to put parameters around sections so that we stay on target. Not to say that, you know, we don't have a sergeant at arms here driving home 4 minutes, okay? But I do want to make sure that we're all cognizant of that, and that's why I put it there for visual aid, if you will, a friendly reminder. You'll also notice that as I like to try to, you know, I mentioned in the address, for me it's about collaborative work, right? We are a team first, and we all have the same good intention, and obviously the same goals, which we'll drive down and drill down on later when it comes to strategy. You know, and tactics to support those strategies in our mission. But the point I'm making is that I believe keeping the energy in the room. So we're obviously still all getting to know each other as a collective, which is why you see I like to move, get folks involved, right? You know, it's not just about one or two people dictating in the course of a meeting and we go home after 45 minutes. You know, we're here, we're spending time with each other, and that's one way that we can also get to know each other. So we own a piece of the meeting. And I also found that in my past meetings or whatever, in different capacities, it helps keep the accountability level high. If you know you own a piece in the meeting, you'll come prepared not just for your piece, but you'll also know about the other items that are being discussed as well. So what I would like, I hope that as we all continue to get to know each other, we end up, you know, for this new cycle here, we end up on a very good note. You know, we keep the energy high and we keep everything positive and obviously goal-oriented, right? So that's what this agenda is designed to do. And of course, I'm open to any and all suggestions. We have a well-seasoned team here. So by no means am I the expert in the room. And I mean that sincerely. I'm open to any and all suggestions. We'll incorporate them. After, you know, obviously vet them and incorporate them. If they work, great. If they don't, we'll move on to the next one. We'll try something else. But the goal is to get it right, not to be right. Okay. Very quickly, remind everyone again on our May 1st event. I really have to say this because I really want to celebrate folks who laid this foundation. And obviously, I think it's a great opportunity for us to get to know each other as well as a team. So it's a great team building exercise. May 1st, the Columbus Inn, 5 p.m. Okay. There is an event coming up for First State Community Loan Fund. They are a CDFI, Community Development Financial Institution here in the city. You may be familiar with doing a lot, particularly in the downtown Market Street corridor, etc. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary milestone, and they are also having their annual meeting. It may conflict with one of our dates on the schedule now. So I'll get with our head of school and the executive committee around how we can really look at that. I think it's a unique opportunity, Jed, to your point earlier, to the point's been raised on a continuous basis here tonight around development, developing relationships, leveraging our position here for the school, and getting out. We'll have it'll be a concentration of a lot of folks who are participating actively in economic development in the city. So I think we'd be remiss if we missed that opportunity where they're all centrally located, for us to get a team together, maybe a table. I've spoken with their president and CEO, and of course, if we were, I think the table seats 8, if I'm not mistaken, and if we are inclined enough to bring 8 people for a table, he's inclined enough to to donate a quarter-page ad in their circular on our behalf. So something to consider. I'll come back with more information to the body as well once the executive committee and head of school get together around a potential conflict on that date. But I wanted to put that in your ear as well as something as you see about. There are a lot of opportunities for promotion for the school in free magazines and publications. I mean, I'm a patron of Brouhaha here on Market Street, right? The Delaware Business Times, Delaware News Journal is soliciting articles around education stories. So development. Right? It's not just, hey, can you give me X amount of money or write this grant for this amount of funding, but building those relationships here in this community, you know, is going to be, in my estimation, one of the most key strategic goals that we can have to deepen the roots and expand our branches.
Dwayne, along those lines, yes. I was at the State Board of Education meeting this week, and one of the things that they do as a part of their meeting structure is they have like board member report outs. And when I say board member report outs, what they do is anybody who's been to any education events or done something on behalf of the state board, they share that out. And it was, and people were kind of hearing what different people were doing, and there was a lot of
sharing,
but also learning, and I think seeing unique ways to get involved too. Like, oh, I hadn't even thought about doing that. Oh yeah, I might, you know, I reached out to that person too. Like, just different ways that I think really set the tone for every month. There's an opportunity to do something. It doesn't mean you have to go somewhere or do something. It's small conversations and things like that, but it gave people a chance to go around the table and just say, hey, here's what I've done this month that I thought was actually really powerful as an observer in the room, and I think it was really powerful for the team there, too, that I'd love to see as a possibility for our structure.
And that's exactly what I mean, right, about open to any and all suggestions, and I think this is the appropriate, probably, bullet point on the agenda to try to incorporate something like that underneath new business. You know, so to Chanda's point about the agenda going out a week in advance, you know, I believe, let me just be upfront as well, I believe in structure. I do. I believe that appropriateness, and I think that leads to efficiencies, you know. So one of the things that you'll see and we'll try to get committed to is getting that out, obviously, on time. But obviously, in order to do that, we have to have the committee reports ahead of time, And so, you know, as we continue to get into our next set of meetings and develop and build out our committees, et cetera, you know, we'll try to put some really timelines around that stuff, and I'll defer to our committee chairs as long as it works, right? And that's the key. But, and I think this is an appropriate bullet point to incorporate that type of stuff. So anyone who's doing anything, that stuff needs to come to myself or Chanda so we can get it on the agenda so that you can, you know, whomever it is, can have that opportunity to have the floor in that sharing exercise. I think that's a very, very helpful. So thank you for bringing that up, Courtney.
Can I add 2 points to that?
Sure.
Also, I think we all probably read an inordinate amount of things, and it's important to us when we're reading it, but if you do see something that you think would benefit any, you know, the board as a whole or individuals and committees and things of that nature, I think it would be terrific to either sharing links or sharing the articles, however we deem appropriate. But like I said, right now, there is a lot happening in the city and the state, and being able to share that information with each other, because we all read in different different industries, different factions, different happenings. I think it'll just lend itself to development. Mm-hmm. One other thing from our housekeeping or procedural, if I can speak to it. In the past, this night, we are asked to say what committee we want to join. Mm-hmm. Because we know that board training is coming very soon, we thought it more appropriate, and hopefully this is appropriate as mm-hmm. part of housekeeping, to say, let's go through board training before you guys make choices about where you feel like you will be best serving the board, because you'll have more information about what that actually means. Because within the context of the training, at least in the past, there was committee structure spoken about and how it lends itself to the board.
And we're fortunate, right, this time to have some obviously very well-seasoned folks who have been on board. So we appreciate that you bring to the table. Nevertheless, I think, again, the first good step forward is to your point, that training, and bring us together as a collective. Also, just it's a very good segue. I appreciate you bringing that up, because I plan on having individual conversations with you all as well. You know, it's important. You know, one of the things I learned about managing teams, you got to want to be, you know, we're volunteers. You kind of want to, you kind of got to be interested in what you're doing, right? So I want to make sure that this is where you want to be, not just say, yeah, you've done strategic planning, you should probably be on development, Sarah, with an H, right? No. Like, that's not my call to make, right? I think there's buy-in, and we want to make sure that you're in places where you feel valued and contribute and want to be. And that'll lead to the greatest contribution, in my estimation. With that saying, I think I'm going to touch on one other thing, and then we're going to zoom through the last two bullet points here in the interest of time. I'm sad to report, you know, that our good friend and colleague, our governance chair, Beth Carter, it's bittersweet. Her family will be moving from Delaware. It's growth and transition, right, which seems to be the theme. But with respect to timing, I know things are happening very quickly for you. I know your husband, I know your daughter, and so I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, say what's happening and what have you. I'd be remiss if I did not do that. But I want to let you know that Beth has been a long-time contributor here, and she's got
started
to prepare.
Sunday mornings in the living room.
Yeah. And she's preparing. She's not, you know, turning and running right now. She's just preparing. But, I respect you for wanting to make sure that everyone knew as a collective as well. So I'll turn the floor to you.
I really did. I wanted to make sure. So my husband was promoted. We both work for State Farm. He was promoted to a claim consultant. In my mind, I heard stay-at-home mom, but not the case. But it's in Bloomington, Illinois, and State Farm's going through some changes, as a lot of corporate America is. And so he was given this opportunity, a little more excited than I. And so... We probably found out, and I talked to the executive committee just not too long ago, and Dwayne said, well, when? What's the time frame? I said, I'm not quite sure. Well, 2 days ago, I find out next Saturday is when they want him to start to report.
Oh,
so he'll have to commute. He's able to go there for a week and come home for a week. So when you see me at drop-off, with my baseball cap. So with that said, you know, it's sad for me to go. But at the same time, it's such an exciting time. I mean, there's so much talent coming to this board, and with the talent of the parent director yet to be determined, it's just amazing. You guys are definitely in good hands. I just wish that I was around a bit longer.
I just don't understand why he doesn't get this apartment on his own. That was a perfectly reasonable proposal on your part. You can get an apartment. We're staying here. I thought that was.
So we've been cleaning out the house with the relocation, you know, all that involved. And so my daughter says, who's 8 years old, she's in second grade. And so, you know, I said, you know, we're going to have to tell her something. We're painting, we're getting new windows, we're doing all this stuff that I've been wanting for 6 years, neither here nor there. And so I said, okay, I'm going to have to share, you know, we have to share with you, but can you just wait until the school board meeting, you know? So I go to a concert on Monday, and a parent says, so are you guys moving? And so I asked my daughter, I said, did you tell anyone? She said, well, I only told 4 friends. And one of the friends, I thought the neatest part of it was she named the friend she told, and one of the friends was actually her teacher. And I said, now how sweet is that? I've been in school a long time, never would have named my teacher my friend. So my takeaway from the whole thing is, how sweet is that, that her teacher is her friend? So I'm sure so that will be her share tomorrow at school, although, you know, I don't know, who knows. But I wanted to make sure the board was aware of what was going on. So
thank you, Beth.
That's it, and I did not cry.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Lord.
So even more reason to celebrate change on May 1st, right? So please do come on out. I know very quickly, Angela wants to touch on something, and then we'll move on to, we have one public comment, and then we'll go on to take a motion to adjourn.
So to our wonderful, wonderful teacher directors who are at the table, and we are grateful to have you, both of you are involved in a world that, you know, all of us honor. So for us to be able to promote and develop any trends that you guys know of that you want to be shared, anything from the upper school to lower school, so that we're all apprised of what's happening and how to share the stories about the magic that you two seriously make every day, and your colleagues, will be very much appreciated. You are so beyond valued, not only as staff, but as members of this board, and what you'll be able to teach us, and what we need to teach the rest of the world about, not only what happens here, but in the Montessori world and in the education world, that we will be grateful for any and all input and information that you can share with us. So thank you for taking your time and being a part of this.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you, Angela. We appreciate that. We do have one public comment on record. I know I've met this gentleman, at that wine tasting going back for some time, right? Before the school. It was a fundraiser. It was a fundraiser, and the school had not even opened yet, and he was one of the first gentlemen to greet me, and so I'm happy to look out here and see you. Antenna, please, if you just stand and announce yourself, and then obviously your comment.
Okay, yeah, I didn't come in with an agenda. I was pointing out that I'm hearing. Thanks. Things started clicking in my mind, but thank you for what you do every day. I've seen, like you said, I started in the library, not in the living room, but I started and gone through the fundraising with Hunter was leading it, the PTO that we started.
A kind treasurer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been through it. I've seen the growth, but I also like the addition, the different type of addition, the Women and Charter School. I was just saying with my wife the other day, if we get Women and Charter ideas, to Montessori, along with Women and Friends, ideas with Montessori would be the best school. Right? So, and then I heard that, I'm like, that is good. And Peter Street, we have the second building now, so that's even better. But it's great. Now, the other one is we've heard a lot of the middle school at the beginning, especially there was a lot of communication. So, I would love to see more communication about the curriculum and stuff like that in the middle school, because that's a key transition between elementary and then when they become adults, in the high school arena, you know. So at the beginning, I've seen a lot of the newsletters and stuff like that. So that would be nice to have that. The other one is, we talk about fundraising or funding, right?
Yes.
And one thing is part of my idea in the city of Wilmington. People call it city of Wilmington. I start calling it city of Buccini Pollen. Right? They just take it over.
Right.
They just bought our building. The DuPont building was there when I was in that building. Now they bought that, they built a hotel. So they've got the ear of the mayor as well. And this transition that city of Wilmington is trying to do with the new mayor's idea, Buccini Pollen could be one company you want to really attract and see, because they're in the building arena and they also have a lot of money. Obviously, they wouldn't buy all this stuff, but you've seen the lobby how it changed,
yeah.
You know, quite a bit. So I would say, I don't know who they are. I don't know who to talk to. I can't help, but if I could, I'll try to dig some information. But there would be one partner that could help us.
Sure.
You know, with a lot of funding.
Excellent.
So that's just, and the other company is now I'm happy to get FMC because they're around the corner.
Indeed.
But there's a lot of changes in DuPont. There's Dow DuPont, and we are splitting in three different companies, right? So one of the new companies that's going to come in will be Corteva Agriscience. That's going to be one of the spin-offs, and it's going to be headquarters right here in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
Those are the kind of companies we like to go after, I think, for money. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to get money from them. I've gone through a lot of, I would say maybe 18 presentations to get some money for our engineers. It was our borders project that we just recently did in Ethiopia. So it takes a lot to get, but knowing the names and connecting with these folks would probably be the best way for funding.
Right.
And it's a lot of money to get. I know could. Courtney says it's not a lot of money, but it is.
I think it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Antenna, thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
thank
your
you
comments.
Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.
So
yes,
I know it's been a long meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we want to go home, but there's one thing I want to touch on that is sort of the flip side of funding. Right now, we know that there's a conversation going down at the legislature that's big time about how charter schools should or should not be getting funding, public funding for buildings. There's a big debate going on. And I think that we not only need to have, I'm not sure whether it's a committee or a point person or whether, you know, we need to consider having a liaison or what, but I think we need to make sure we're part of that discussion, because at the end of the day, while we're raising all this money, you know, there could be another possible solution, and I think that we need to get on the forefront of that, and maybe there's a cooperative we can have with other charter schools on that point, because I'm hearing a lot of noise that I'm hearing are the naysayers. I'm not hearing the positive voice. So I think we need to get ahead of that and make sure that the positive voice about why, you know, we should be included in getting that kind of funding should be out
there. And that's one of the reasons that we're members of the Delaware Charter Schools Network. So we have a lobbyist on behalf of the Delaware and brings us that back, but there's also a committee then that through them disseminates information. The other thing on top of that is that monthly there's a cohort of us that meet with the Secretary of Education, and she gives us the legislative updates of what's happening and what's going on. She gives that to us. So there are some lines on the ground.
I know that we have that. My point is more this. I think what a lot of the reason that politicians make decisions that they do has to do with what the public sentiment and feel is about it. And I think that whether it's through the Delaware Charter School Network or other vehicles, we need to make sure that what's out there in the public domain is more positive than what I'm currently hearing. Because I'm hearing there's certain, I can't remember this woman's name, but there's one woman who's always out there being quoted about why it's a terrible idea to give us any money because they can't control us.
So I think Janina.
But anyway, that's just, I'm sorry.
It's good that you brought it up because it's important. And so I do think it's important, but it's also probably appropriate for another time.
Yeah,
so
as I said, just one.
Very well stated, and I think it's obviously recorded for our minutes as well. So
I know there are some ears and legs on the ground.
So we'll revisit at another meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no other business, which is not on the agenda, I know we've had a long night. We've had two meetings. This is not always the case.
You know, they told me that.
It's not always the case. This was our first of the new board composition. So, of course, it ran a little bit long. But I promise you, you should not expect that going forward. I want to thank you, all of you, for your participation and attention this evening. And of course, you should look for communication from me and or Chanda around our next month's meeting, which we have on schedule for May 17th at 6 p.m. right here, okay? Any questions before we close? A motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Jed Donahue?
Second.
Seconded by Janine Salamone. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:26.
Thank you very much.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.